यदा हि धर्मश ग्लानिर भवति भारत अद्युतानं मधर्मश तदात्मानं सृजाम्यहम् परित्राणाय साधुना विनाशाय च दुष्कृता धर्म संस्थापना हरेर्नाम हरेर्नामैव केवलम् कलौ नास्त्येव 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 गतिरन्यथा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण वेलकम टू दिस वीकली कृष्ण कॉन्शियस प्रोग्राम एंड वंस अगेन आई वुड लाइक टू इनवाइट ऑल द लिसनर्स टू द Hare Krishna Temple, which is at 1229 Coatesville Riverhead Highway, also known as Highway 28, where every Sundays we hold special public program starting at 11:30 with bhajans and kirtans, followed by aarti of their lordships at 12:30. And then we have a discourse on Krishna consciousness from 1 to 2. And followed by Guru Puja of our founder Acharya, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And then we finish the day's program with Vegetarian Feast at 2:30. Please come along, join us, and find out for yourself what is Krishna consciousness all about. We've just started the month of Kartik, or Damodar month. It started on last Friday. So we've got another 26 days to go. Now, today I'm going to briefly tell you the benefits or the significance of Kartik. Whatever one does for Krishna at any time, at any place, under any circumstance, is to one's eternal benefit. Navikaram. Navikarama na suasti pratyavayo na vidyate. In this endeavor, there is no loss or diminution. And as little advancement on this path can protect one from the most dangerous type of fear. Bhagavad Gita chapter 2. Such is the benefit of devotional service in general. However, during certain times of year, such as appearance and anniversaries of Lord Krishna and his devotees, and the benefits of one's service are compounded. during the month of Damodar or Kartik, that's October, November, towards rewards for service to Krishna are greater than at any other time of the year. In Hari Bhakti Vilas, Sanatan Goswami say, we find these statements. The results are obtained by giving 10,000 cows in charity can be obtained by offering only one tulsi leaf to the Supreme Lord during the month of Kartik. For a devotee who worships Lord Vishnu with offerings of multi flowers in the month of Kartik, Yamaraj orders the removal of all his sinful reactions from the account book. Whatever you offer, tulsi, multi, ghee lamps, time, energy, attention, takes on greater significance this month. It was during Kartik that Krishna allowed himself to be bound with ropes by his mother Yashoda, out of loving anger at a transcendental naughty child. She tied him around the abdomen udra with ropes. Thus, the month of Kartik is also known as the month of Damodar. He who was bound around the abdomen. Srila Prabhupada discusses this at some length in Nectar of Devotion, quoting Padma Purana. During this month in Vrindavan, it is the regulative principle to pray daily to Lord Krishna in his Damodar form. The Damodar form refers to Krishna in his childhood, when he was tied up with rope by his mother. Yashoda. Dama means ropes and Udhar means abdomen. So mother Yashoda, being very disturbed by naughty Krishna, bound him around the abdomen with a rope, and thus Krishna is named Damodar. Srila Prabhupada elaborates on this in this section, performing devotional service in Kartik. In the month of Kartik, especially in Vrindavan, there is a special program for temple worship of the Lord in his Damodar form. Damodar refers to Krishna being bound with rope by his mother. It is said that just as Lord Damodar is very dear to his devotees, so the month known as Damodar or Kartik is also very dear to them. The execution of devotional service during Urjavarta in the month of Kartik is specially recommended to be performed in Mathura. This system is still followed by many devotees. They go to Mathura or Vrindavan and stay there during the month of Kartik specifically to perform devotional service during this period. Urjavarta refers to the acceptance of special vows during Kartik. Devotees often take vows to increase the hearing, chanting, worship, or to observe restrictions in their eating. Making and keeping such vows during month of Damodar grants compounded benefits. Prabhupada ends Nectar of Devotions section on Kartik with an interesting commentary from Padma Purana. The Lord does not award devotional service to ordinary persons who are not serious about it. But even such unserious persons who execute devotional service according to the regulative principles during the month of Kartik and within the jurisdiction of Mathura in India are very easily awarded the Lord's personal service. Even if an unserious person can chant Krishna's personal services, can attain Krishna's personal services, simply by executing devotional service according to the regulative principles during the month of Kartik, won't it then also be a seriously good time to get serious? Kartik or Damodar is the best, the purest of purifiers, and the most glorious of all month. Kartik month is particularly dear to Lord Sri Krishna. This month is full of Bhakta Vatsala. Any Varta, even the smallest, will yield huge results. There is effects of performing. The effects of performing a Kartik Varta last for 100 lifetimes. Kartik is the festival of offering lambs to Lord Krishna, glorifies Lord Krishna's pastimes of being bound with rope by Mother Yashoda. Everybody should follow some of the following practices in Kartik month, if not all. Daily offer ghee lamp to Krishna and sing the Damodar Ashtakam, meditating on the meaning. Hear Srimad Bhagavatam daily in association of exalted Vaishnavas, if possible. All other duties should be given up in favor of hearing the sacrifices from sadhus during this month. Hearing the scriptures from sadhus during this month. Eat only prasadam. If somebody performs even a little worship of Lord Sri Hari in this month, he offers that devotee his own abode. If somebody burns a lamp in the temple of Lord Sri Hari, even for a short time in the month of Kartik, then whatever sins he has acquired from millions of kalpas, one kalpa is 100,000 yugas, are all destroyed. A person who happily reads the Bhagavad Gita in the month of Kartik does not return to this world of birth and death. Of all gifts, the gift of a lamp during the month of Kartik is the best. No gift is its equal. The pious results obtained by bathing in all holy places and giving all charities is also equal to 1/10,000,000th part of the result obtained by following the vows of Kartik. So please, a simple thing is get a picture of Krishna, and if possible, get a picture of Krishna in the form of Damodar and offer a ghee lamp, if not twice a day, in morning and evening, just offer once. And if possible, chant the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Also, you can download online the Damodar Ashtakam and play that or recite it if you can't sing it. It's so simple. And if you come to temple today, you'll also get a chance to offer ghee lamp to Lord Krishna, Lord Damodar.
Balram,
दीपावली के दिन कब ये दामोदर लीला हुई गोकुल में, कन्हैया का तो पहले ही यशोदा ने उखल के साथ बांध दिया था, तो बलराम जो उस समय घर में नहीं थे जब मैया ने उखल से बांध दिया कन्हैया को, लेकिन बलराम जब लौटे तो उन्होंने देखा कृष्ण को किस स्थिति में, जिस स्थिति में देखा, बड़े बड़े क्रोधित भी हुए बलराम। जय बलराम। और वे पूछ रहे हैं या कृष्ण की ओर से वकालत कर रहे हैं, कौन है मेरे भ्राता को उखल के साथ बांधने वाला, कौन है, सामने आ जाए, इसने क्या बिगाड़ा है, किसका क्या बिगाड़ा है, बता दो क्यों बांध दिया इसको उखल के साथ। पाँच बरस को श्याम सखी न संग नाही निहारो रे, पाँच बरस को श्याम सखी न संग नाही निहारो रे, करे उत्पात भ्रात मेरो भोरो भारो रे, बलराम कह रहे मेरे भ्राता कभी कोई उत्पात नहीं मचाते, कन्हैया तो नटखट तो बिल्कुल है ही नहीं, और मेरे भ्राता जैसा कोई भोला भाला तो कोई संसार में मिलेगा ही नहीं, इतने भोले भाले हैं। तो कृष्ण कन्हैया ने सोचा होगा कम से कम एक व्यक्ति तो मिले मुझे समझने वाले, एक व्यक्ति को तो पता चला मैं कितना भोला भाला हूं। थैंक यू बलराम। नहीं करे उत्पात भ्रात मेरो भोरो भारो रे, नहीं करे दियो उखल से बांधता मन कहा बिगाड़ो रे, कहा बिगाड़ो मैया दियो उखल से बांधता मन कहा बिगाड़ो रे, सामने कहा बिगाड़ रे, कहा बिगाड़ सामने कुछ बिगाड़ा किसी का, ये कहो आप लोग, कहीं बिगाड़ रे सामने, मुकुआ આવે તરસ માત યકો માત મારો રે બલરામ કહે રે કૃષ્ણ કો કન્હૈયા કો સ્થિતિ મેં દેખ કે બહુત દુખી હું મેં इसलिए मत मारो इसको मत बांधो मत मारो इस कन्हैया को बड़े जुगन से नंद बाबा ने या को पालो री बड़े जुगन से नंद बाबा ने या को पालो जुगन से नंद बाबा ने याको पालो रे मतलब वो कहना चाहते हैं बलराम का कहना है नंद बाबा कितने अच्छे हैं अरे बहुत नंद बाबा कितने अच्छे हैं और बड़े जुगन से नंद बाबा ने जिसका पालन किया है इस कन्हैया का नंद बाबा अच्छे हैं कौन अच्छी नहीं है यशोदा अच्छी नहीं है नंद बाबा अच्छे उनका कहना कहने का तात्पर्य यही है कृष्ण कन्हैया छोटा भैया मेरो कृष्ण कन्हैया भैया छोटा भैया मोरो भोरो भार रे भोरो भार रे बरस को श्याम सखी न संग नाही निहार रे कन्हैया तो 5 साल का है कोई अगर सोचता है कि गोपियों को छेड़ता होगा और इसीलिए दंडित किया जा रहा है कन्हैया को देख तो लो 5 बरस का है 5 बरस का कितने बरस का है 5 बरस केवल 5 बरस का गोपियों को छेड़ने का प्रश्न ही नहीं है बलराम कहते ना ही निहार गोपियों की ओर देखता भी नहीं है इतना भोला भाला है ओ नहीं करे नहीं करे उत्पात भ्रात मेरो घोरो बार करे उत्पात भ्रात मेरो घोरो बार
Krishna Krishna Hare Hare